This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
George, how would you describe your mother's role in this process and her reaction to what's happened?
She's been very supportive. She agrees with the decisions that we've made. She's pissed off. I can't think of a 91-year-old woman that description would apply to. But in this case, I can't think of a more accurate description. She's been on this earth for 8 of the Bears' 9 championships, and she wants more. She feels that it's been too long since the last one. And that dissatisfaction is shared by her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren. She's fed up with mediocrity. She feels that she and Bears fans everywhere deserve better.
It's George McCaskey talking about his mother, Virginia Hallis McCaskey, who passed away earlier today at the age of 102. This is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Dan Pompey is pretty much known as the guy that has the history on the Bears as a franchise. And he already visited with Mully and Haw today. So, Dan, we are really happy that you had the time and inclination to pick up the phone for us here on the afternoon show. Thank you very much for that. What is the football world lost with the death of Virginia McCaskey?
We are happy to be with you guys. A sad day, obviously, for any of us who were touched by Virginia McCaskey. You know, I think you could ask the question, people have asked the question, what was her mark on the team? What was her mark on the league? And to me, her mark wasn't so much in terms of anything that the Bears accomplished or didn't accomplish or, you know, some significant growth area of the league. It was, you know, she set an example, I think, of really how people in her sphere, you know, whether it be administrators with the team, administrators in the league, other owners, coaches, players, you know, anyone she touched, she set an example really of how to live a life. And, you know, she was a wonderful wife and mother, and she had a priority straight. She never got too skewed about, you know, what was important. The Bears were very, very important to her. She used to cry after losses. But I think she really kind of had a good grasp on what was most important. And she left an example. And I think, you know, all the people who were around her, the players who she started giving a little talk to players late in her life once a year. And, you know, the players who heard that were always really impressed. And I think the people who she got to spend one time with will always remember those moments and the things that she had to say to them.
Dan, you've written beautifully about her before and did so again today. And it's amazing to think about the entirety of her life. You wrote about something she was involved in when she was 3 years old in 1925, when football was behind baseball and college football and boxing and horse racing and tennis and golf and probably wrestling in popularity. And
college football, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And when she's 3 years old in that 1925 year, can you describe the way you do for our listeners what she was involved in at that point?
Yeah, she was 2 years old when she went with her mother on the Red Grange Tour, and at least a portion of the Red Grange Tour. And her baby brother, Muggs, had just been born, and she was old enough though to go. And you know, she was carried in Red Grange's arms as a 2 year old.
Wow!
And she witnessed all these games, and you know, that was obviously a seminal moment for the National Football League. You know, the growth of popularity really started there, and then she had a front row seat for everything that happened in terms of, you know, the league's expansion and foothold it got on the American culture. She was there for all of it. And there's nobody like her in sports who could say that. And, you know, it's just remarkable that she was able to touch everyone from, you know, Red Grange to Caleb Williams. It's something that could never be recreated. You know, it's almost unbelievable to sit here and talk about it. I mean, it does. Really? Could this have happened? But it did happen.
Yeah, and right in the, you have like the Red Grange, Dick Butkus, Walter Payton, Dan, like all the way to Caleb Williams. Like that, you're right, Dan. Like that spectrum of all of the interactions that she had, and seeing how ownership in the NFL has changed, and women's role in ownership in football overall has changed. And when you think about it, like what? She was born the year after suffrage? Like, you know what I mean? Like, football was born a year after suffrage, and here she is as one of the matriarchs of the NFL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's amazing. You know, when Don Pearson and I were doing the work for the Centennial Scrapbook, I think this would have been summer of 2018, might have been 2017, we spent about 20 hours with her in her living room, interviewing her for this book. And we talked about every stage of the Bears and all the players that she touched and the people in her life from the team. And it was wonderful. Between those interviews and other times that I've talked with her, I have like 108 typewritten pages of notes from her stories. And it's incredible to hear her talk about Bill George or Bill Osmanski or Link Lyman, you know, these Hall of Fame players that really have kind of escaped. I know, you know, if you talk to people of a younger generation, like my kids, they'll say, who is that? You know, but, and I get it. I mean, you know, these people were gone way before you and I were around too, but such an important part of football history. And, you know, if you have an appreciation for what went before, I think, you know, she was just a great resource for memories and history of the National Football League and the Bears in particular.
Well, this is a day to bring her kind of legacy to life, for lack of a better term, for people. And you're doing a great job with that. I've been thinking about her as a young woman, or I guess, excuse me, a middle-aged woman in her 50s when Muggs dies, when the son of George Jr., or George III, I guess he was, Muggs, dies. And he's the one that George thought was going to take over. So George was still alive and runs him for what, another 3 years or so? But then Virginia has to step up. So she wasn't expecting to do that her whole life. And then all of a sudden she had to step up and do what she did the rest of her life. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, something that she really wasn't prepared for. You know, Muggs, as you said, had been kind of groomed to do this. And she had kind of spent her life trying to be the best mother to 11 children she could be. And all of a sudden, she had no choice but to be the person who was really kind of in charge of the Chicago Bears. But, you know, she never really took a role that required her to make a lot of decisions. She put her son Michael in charge initially and then, you know, ended up replacing him in the 1990s, eventually put George in charge. And really kind of stayed in the background for the most part, you know, and allowed them to do what she did. But she would voice her opinions. You know, she was always on the board of directors, and she had an opinion to give at times. But again, she was never an owner the way most owners in sports operate.
Do you have a gut feeling as to what happens next? I know there are 7 votes, I do believe, in terms of what the family's going to do. Do you have any gut feeling on what's going to happen, Dan?
You know, I would guess that it's going to be status quo. You know, I think that certainly that's what they have said for forever, that this is what's going to happen. But, you know, things change. You know, the money has become outrageous. The value of the Chicago Bears is, you know, through the roof. There might be different factors of the family that have different opinions. So, you know, we'll have to just kind of let the thing play out and see what happens. But, you know, I know it was her hope, and it's the hope of George and, you know, most of the people who are really intimately involved with the team, that it will remain in the family.
Dan, we truly appreciate you giving your decades of knowledge about this franchise and this woman to us here. And knowing that you do have a personal relationship, we know it's not easy, but we thank you for educating us and the audience on her life and legacy.
I want to leave you with one thing. One of the things that we asked her was what she hoped for from the Bears in the next 100 years. And she said this. She said that we can survive, thrive, and do good things. We have a responsibility to the players and their health. We have a responsibility to the community, and I think the players have a responsibility. When they go into a classroom and talk to children about reading, health habits, or the importance of education, the kids listen. Parents and teachers can preach all day, but when a Chicago Bear goes in and talks about it, I hope it has a positive impact. And I think that's very important for the future of our young people in this country.
That's what she stood for right there. Wow.
Beautiful. Dan, thank you again.
Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
It's Dan Pompey of The Athletic. It's phenomenal. That's why you put Dan Pompey on.
From the ridiculous earlier to the sublime, as we promised. Now back to the ridiculous, unfortunately, with Arturis Karnishevas speaking on the Bulls trade deadline.
It's next here on The Score.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.